Bessie Dunlop, The Witch of the Rye. Act 1, Scene 6.
In the Scotland of Bessie's time, charms, spells, and superstitions were a natural part of rural life.
Many of them far older than Christianity.
They played an important part in curing illness or protecting people from various evils.
Folk medicine relied on the popular belief in such charms, as well as in the use of herbs.
Thus Bessie Dunlop, the local midwife, soon became known as a skillywife, who had the reputation of being able to cure a variety of human and animal ailments.
The more she helped others, and the more her fame spread, the more was expected of her.
People soon started seeking her help for all sorts of things,
and it was not long before her reputation reached the ears of the local gentry. The Lady Johnston, elder, sent to her a servant of the said lady's, called Catherine Dunlop, to help in young gentlewoman, her daughter.
Scene 7. Lady Johnston's house.
If you just wait here, I'll inform my lady that I have brought you for to see her.
That's awfully obliging of you, Catherine Dunlop. And what did you learn to talk with bulls in your mouth? I've minded you when you were a clarty wean with snorters blinning you.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, never mind. I want to tell Lady Johnston that I'm here with the medicine for her daughter.
Will you just keep mind it's your and Lady Johnston's house and behave as befoots your place?
Oh, I ken my place fine. Do you ken yours?
Just sit down here, Grizzle dear, and take the weight from off your feet. How are you feeling? Oh, that was a terrible attack you had just now, wasn't it, dear? Oh, hello, Mrs. Jessie. It's awfully good of you to come, isn't it, dear? Oh, this is the Laird of Stanley. Grizzle and the Laird are about to be married, aren't you, Laird?
Aye.
Aye. Well, it's an awfully worrying time for all of us. Have you found out what's troubling poor Grizzle?
Well, I think it's maybe...
She's been wasting away to her shadow, so she is.
Cold.
Oh, she gets awfully cold, don't you, dear?
Cold blood?
No blood. A terrible wind she's been having.
Cold blood?
Oh, awfully cold blood, sure you have, dear.
Lady Johnston, I'm trying to tell you what I think's wrong with her.
Oh, I'm nae sorry, Mrs. Zim. Oh, it's just that I'm that worried about Grizzle.
What is it?
It's cold blood that goes about the heart.
Cold blood about the heart?
Cold blood about the heart?
Oh, my. That sounds just awful. What can you do for it?
Well, I've got an extra here that you could try. But I'm warning you that it's awfully strong, and she can only take a wee drop at a time. It's in this drawer, but I'll need some ale and some sugar to mix it with.
Catherine, run Ben to the kitchen and bring a big jug of ale and the sugar barrel. What's in the mixture, eh, Mrs. Sam?
Bessie, my lady.
Why, Jess?
Well, there's cloves and ginger. Oh, and there's aniseed and licorice all mixed together in a wee drop of ale. And it's strained into this wee drawer. Oh, and I just add some mere ale to thin it down a bit. And a wee drop of sugar just to sweeten it a bit. For it's an awfully strong mixture.
Thank you, Catherine.
Now, it's just the teeniest wee drop at a time. Here you are, hen. Just try a wee sip of this. Now, mind, she's only to hae a wee drop at a time, and it'll do her mair good if she takes it first thing in the morning.
Oh, that's awfully good of you, Jessie. I'm really most obliged to you. Well, if you'll just step this way, the laird here will fetch you the cheese and the peck o' meal I promised. Now, just you sit here, Grizzle dear, and take your medicine, just like Jessie told you, and we'll be back in a minute. Laird!
I'm just coming. But I think she's a bit better the day.
Lady Johnston has come out, Miss Grizel. Shut your face, you nappy wee piece of...
Oh, Grizel! Really? It must be the medicine.
Oh, there's no a drop left.
Oh, Grizel, you're not yourself.
I've never felt better in all my whole life.
Oh, lady. Dear face, gone up to this place and everything about it. And I'll believe it at the earliest opportunity. And as soon as possible. One day soon, a handsome horse on a big white horse will come along and take me in his arms and...
Never mind.
I suppose you'll have today. Give a kiss. Grizzle, really, have you nae propriety?
Gies peace, mother.
Gies a kiss, Laird.
Oh, I don't really mind.
That medicine must have bluted the brains. That's good stuff. And let me tell you, it's done a lot for me and...
I don't think
we should hear any more of that stuff.
Oh, Laird, what must you be thinking about poor Grizel?
I think she's a lot better lady.
Having established her reputation as a skilly wife, Bessie soon found that people expected her to have powers that went beyond the natural.
Such as an ability to resolve certain human problems.
Or to be able to find the whereabouts of things that were lost or stolen.
For many a poor woman it could even be quite profitable to be regarded as a spae wife or witch wife. As well, their people sometimes paid well for information about their stolen goods.
The lady third peart in the Barony of Renfrew said to her in spirit at her who it was that had stolen fae her twa horns o' gowd, and a croon of the same out of her purse.
And after she'd spoken with Tam, within 20 days she sent her word twa had them, and she got them again.
Scene 9, Lady Blair's Castle.
The Lady Blair, in the parish of O'Reilly, sundry times had spoken with her about some clothes that were stolen fae her.
For the will, she dang and racket her ain servants.
The Laird's quite pleased with the horses you cured last time, Bessie. And tell her he'd would like you to have a look at some of his jows up at the banquet. I wanted to speak at you first, if you can tell any more about this other matter that I asked you about the last time.
Well, my lady, I can't prove anything, but have you checked everything?
But I've been out of this so many times afore. If I've told the servant shins, I've told them 100 times. I've speared at them, warned them, I've flighted and skited at them, but the clothes still disappear like a bogle's brief.
Oh, what's missing now, my lady?
Look, here's the list, and mere things since you dream. A pair of sheets, pillowcases, 2 pair of stockings, a wheen of linen and serviettes, and feather sarks, my best gin's tea.
Here, why ye speared it, my lady?
Them all. Janet, Nancy, Mary, Madge, young Robert, and even old Will.
Is there anybody else living in the house, my lady?
Well, I paid for young Tam Reid, the laird's officer, only my own family. Oh, and Margaret. But...
Margaret, you say?
Margaret's simple. She's kind of related. And she's been in my service for a year or two now.
Oh, aye, that Margaret. Hey, you asked her about the things?
No, for she's my kinswoman's lassie. Surely you didn't think. She wouldn't.
Well, my lady, I ken she has some gay fancy washings to hang out, and there's a wheen of folk hae their doots about her.
I'm beginning to hain her toe myself.
Now, I dinna like speaking ill of anybody, my lady, but she can be a gay ill-willed throwing wee lassie.
Aye, and now that I think about it, she was asking Tam Reid for mere money a while back, but she hasn't been so bothered about it since. Right, I'll shim get to the bottom of this. Thank you, Bessie. Now, after you've seen to Tam's house, come down to the back door and I'll have some bits of clothes ready for your weans.
Thus Bessie's reputation for finding stolen goods soon spread into neighbouring parishes.
And her powers were much sought after by people in authority.